Robin Johnson, the longtime owner of Velardo Printing, says about 20 years ago, Connecticut Street between Fargo and Richmond looked very different than it does today.
If you would have been here in 2000, I mean, this was really a dangerous, dangerous area.
So Johnson says she formed the Connecticut Street Association to clean up the neighborhood.
We worked with Buffalo Police. Every 2 weeks we would get together, get up hot spots. I would chase the drug dealers and prostitutes off the corner. In fact, they even knew me at a certain time. And now we have no vacancy on the street. Our property values are 3 times the amount.
Johnson says she loves the West Side neighborhood, where her business has been for nearly 40 years.
One of our dreams was not being able to park on our street. And it came true.
She credits DeYouville College, a few blocks away, for becoming a major staple in the community. And Johnson says the revitalization work by Push Buffalo nearby is also very important.
Because we're stable here, you know, you could bring stabilization in the other pockets, and then they would grow.
And grow they have. Aaron Bartley, Push's executive director, says the nonprofit now owns about 100 parcels in the 30 square blocks bounded by Connecticut Street, Hampshire, Richmond, and Normal Avenue, an area that Push calls its green development zone.
We view it as a vision of the future.
Bartley says over the past 12 years, Push has transformed dozens of rundown buildings into modern, affordable housing. And he says Push works with the community to protect the local environment.
Whether it's renewable energy, solar energy, geothermal energy, whether it's managing our water resources better by trapping the water on site and having it permeate the earth, whether it's creating food systems where neighborhood residents can grow food in their own community.
And since the initiative began, he says 125 other property owners in the zone have weatherized their old homes.
I think pieces of what we've done here have been adopted both in other parts of the city, but really nationally. We have visitors every week. We have someone coming in from Rochester, from Detroit, Cleveland, to take a look at what's happening here and bring back pieces of it to their community.
Up next, Bartley says Push will take on converting the long vacant School 77 on Normal Avenue into senior housing with a community theater and youth center. A few blocks away, Kevin Gardner, owner of Five Points Bakery on Brayton Street, credits Push not only for its work in the neighborhood, but also for empowering people.
They make it possible for people to make the West Side great, but it's those people that move in, that open up businesses, and they bring their friends, and they bring their families, and they, you know, really transformed it.
Having lived in the neighborhood 17 years, Gardner's seen the changes firsthand.
Going out at night was, it was pretty scary.
But now it's so different. He says he doesn't even fear for the safety of his 4 young daughters.
There's a lot more families, a lot more gardens in front of houses, a lot more people excited about what's going on.
And Gardner says people come into his bakery all the time asking about places to rent or buy. And he says the neighborhood has lots of immigrants and refugees opening new businesses.
You know, I'll see like a new market that, you know, doesn't even have English on the sign, you know, and I'm like, because there's such a big population that there's lots of new markets and shops and restaurants that are all ethnicities, which is one of the great things I love about the West Side.
That sentiment is shared by Velardo Printing's Robin Johnson, who says it's good to see all walks of life in the area. And Push's Aaron Bartley says the West Side has been enriched immensely by the growth of the refugee community. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.